America must play its role in ushering in a new era of peace. To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
Hopeful words from President Obama during his inaugural address talking about the Middle East, but exactly what where on the priority list the Middle East falls, we're likely to get some hints today. Today, the president meets for the first time since he took office with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to talk about the significance of this meeting and the momentum behind Middle East peace at this stage of the Obama administration is Aaron David Miller, former advisor on the Middle East to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state, former Middle East negotiator at the State Department, and he's the author of The Much Too Promised Land, America's Elusive Search for Arab-Israeli Peace. We're pleased to welcome Aaron David Miller back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
It seems to me, looking at some of the Israeli press on Netanyahu's meeting today, that he's a bit on the defensive, coming from some very difficult budget negotiations in the Knesset, and that he's facing some probably difficult challenges in attempting to make his case to Barack Obama. What's your view?
Well, there's no question about that. In fact, the media has portrayed this meeting as a meeting between President Yes We Can and Prime Minister No You Won't. And that notion that we're headed for a confrontation, it seems to me, provides the background for this meeting. I don't think it will be the case, at least not now. Neither man wants a fight. Neither man is ready for a fight. And frankly, given the intractable nature of the problems on the table, Iran and the pursuit of Arab-Israeli peace, neither Netanyahu nor Obama have strategies in place yet to push this to a decision point.
So, Aaron David Miller, the momentum that we're seeing on the outside could work against as well as possibly for peace. I'm speaking of the fact that President Obama has already met with King Abdullah of Jordan, and there's been already talk about the Saudi proposal for moving to final status issues. There's momentum for discussions between Israel and Syria. But if Netanyahu doesn't want to go to final status talks and instead wants to focus on incremental issues, this could all go away.
Well, you're right. That's clearly not going to work. But most of what you described is at least at this stage, process. The real question is there a conflict-ending agreement on the core issues between the Israelis and the Palestinians, on borders, Jerusalem, security, and refugees? And are there prospects for an Israeli-Syrian agreement? These are decisions that need to be confronted honestly and openly. And neither the president nor the prime minister in May of 2009, frankly, are ready to confront them. The real issue for today's meeting is trust. Frankly, the absence of it. Netanyahu comes to Washington with a reputation, and I suspect that reputation is being fed by some of the president's advisors who point to his earlier performance and behavior during the Clinton administration. And there's no question that Netanyahu is not sure what to make of President Obama. He's new. He's potentially transformative. He looks at the world in a much more even-tempered, fair manner when it comes to Israeli and Palestinian needs. The question is, given all this baggage and given the difficulty of the issues on the table, can these two guys work out some kind of relationship to actually make progress on both the Iranian issue and on the Arab-Israeli one? And frankly, right now, that's not clear, and it's not going to become much clearer, it seems to me, in the immediate aftermath of this meeting.
Now, what about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? She was a senator from New York. She had a position on Israel that was seen to be very sort of pro-Israel. To what extent are her views going to be influencing these talks?
I think if this process turns into more than just discussions and leads to real negotiations, that it is the Secretary of State that will and must take the key role, the key lead. This is one very smart and, I think, very tough lady. And whatever her views on the Israelis and on pro-Israeli domestic politics in the United States in her role as senator, even as first lady, whatever those views, she's now in a new role. And frankly, the most important objective for her right now, and she knows it, is how to succeed, how to become a consequential Secretary of State. She may well decide that this is an issue that's worth her time and her commitment. And if she's backed up by a president in this case Barack Obama, who wants to see this happen, at least on the American side, there's the real possibility of progress. The problem here is not Washington. The problem is whether or not Israelis and Palestinians in this environment can actually reach an agreement on issues such as border security, refugees, and Jerusalem against the backdrop right. of what is a very nasty and quite grim and depressing regional story.
Well, quickly before we go, there's a narrative, though, on the no, we can't rhetoric that the Israeli press is characterizing Netanyahu as bringing to Washington. There's a narrative for the Prime Minister of Israel that no matter how much of a hard line you begin with, even if you're Ariel Sharon, you end up, or Ehud Olmert, you end up endorsing a two-state solution. It seems to me that Netanyahu can't really be terribly coy about, I'm not going to go there, when everyone before him and arguably more hard-line leaders adopted that position. He's going to have to get there eventually.
It's true. And remember, the history of peacemaking in Israel is not a history of doves talking the talk. It's a history from Begin, even to Rabin, to Shamir, to Sharon, and to Netanyahu in his first incarnation, of hawks walking the walk. So you're absolutely right. That's the key question. And whether or not Benjamin Netanyahu is prepared in his own mind to be the Israeli prime minister that presides over the creation of a Palestinian state and a division of Jerusalem and the return to June 67 borders is very much right now an open question.
All right, Aaron David Miller, former advisor on the Middle East to both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state, the author of The Much Too Promised Land, America's Elusive Search for Arab-Israeli Peace, commenting on the meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama today. Thank you, Aaron David Miller.
You're welcome.
Femi Oke now has the headlines.
20 minutes to the top of the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.